Happy Easter and happy Transgender Day of Visibility. For Transgender Day of Visibility, which is always on March 31st, we are hosting the traveling exhibit, Authentic Selves. It was brought here by our Welcoming Congregation Committee. Woo! And people can come take it in today and next Sunday and the Sunday after that, on into the afternoon. It's in the fireside room and here in the main hall lobby. All the pictures are of transgender or non-binary people and their families. Now, in case there's anybody here who doesn't know those words, gender means that strong sense that we have and that others have about us that says whether we are a boy or a girl, a man or a woman, or some combination or something different than these. When the gender that other people give to someone at birth turns out to be wrong, for example, people think they're a boy, but they grow up inside, grow up to know inside that they're a girl, that is transgender. We often say trans for short. And if someone knows that the simple binary, the two choices of boy and girl, don't fit who they are, like they don't fit a lot of people, they are non-binary. Now, because of this word visibility, I just want to point out that not everyone who's trans or non-binary wants the whole world to know. I have a really good friend who was assigned male at birth. They thought that she was a boy, and so she is transgender. But as far as she's concerned, she's a woman, and she wants the world to see her as female. And we do. The world doesn't need to know that she spent many years being treated as if she were a boy and then a man until she claimed her true gender. That's private for her. It's something that she and everyone deserves to keep invisible so that they can just celebrate who they really are. But being able to be visible if you choose, that is also something to celebrate. And that's what we celebrate on Trans Day of Visibility. Every year, we celebrate that freedom and the joy of each of us being who we are and the beauty that we see in these photos and in the lives of everyone who lives an authentic life, a life true to who they really are. Now, you probably haven't gotten a chance to look at many of them yet or read what the people in the pictures say about their lives, so I'm going to share just a couple. Dee Dee Shambly says, "Trans youth, step out and don't be afraid to be yourself. We elders have opened the door for you to come into your destiny. Come in. There is love waiting for you." And one of those trans youth, Miles Kalaikini Markham, says, "The sacrifices you are making of your personal health, safety, and wellness to preserve the comfort of other people will never truly help anyone. You are doing nobody any favors by shrinking yourself down and conforming to the dreams that other people have for you." You know, when I think about this idea of the courage that it takes and the courage that these folks urge us to have to be our authentic self, this may sound funny, but you know what it reminds me of? Finn in Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Okay, so if you didn't see the movie, or it's been a while, he was taken from his family at age 3 and raised to be a stormtrooper for the Empire. He didn't even remember his family or his name because he was so young. He was just known by a number in the army. But this life as a stormtrooper never fit him, even though he was raised to believe he was nothing but a stormtrooper. He always knew the kind of person he really was, the person he wanted to be. He knew he didn't want to kill for the Empire, and eventually he did something incredibly brave. He broke away from this huge, scary army and joined the rebellion fighting against them. Jesus also grew up in an empire. And it didn't suit him either. An empire is a form of government that puts some people in power over others just because they have more weapons and more money. It doesn't let them vote. It doesn't let them decide. They can't be themselves. They have to obey the empire even when what is inside them is rebellious. Here at UUCPA, we often describe Jesus as a radical, rabble-rousing rabbi, and he was. The word rabbi simply means my teacher, but the term rabbi can be a little misleading for us here in the 21st century because in our time, a rabbi is someone with a great deal of learning, starting with a college degree and at least one graduate degree, who's ordained by a Jewish tradition. None of that was true of Jesus. Jesus didn't have a particular lot of learning, no more than the other people around him. He wasn't trained to be a teacher of any kind, much less a religious teacher. He was probably trained to be a carpenter, because his dad was a carpenter. And as he was going about his life, he began to realize that he didn't want to live the way he was expected to live. He wanted to live in the way that Reverend Catt talked about, loving his neighbor as himself, which the empire and even sometimes his religious teachers didn't really encourage. He saw that as the most important commandment from God. And he had a whole lot of commandments from God, as did all of the other Jewish people around him, but he said, this is the most important thing, to love other people as ourselves. And when he started to tell people about this way of living, they began to follow him. They called him Rabbi, my teacher. They became his disciples, which means his students. How did he teach? This person who wasn't particularly trained, who wasn't an official, was simply true to himself, and he told people what he discovered inside himself. And his truth was so compelling and so beautiful and right that they realized it was something they wanted to embrace also. And that's why they said, you're my teacher, teach me. I want to be more loving. I want to look out for the people who are considered weak and off in the margins. I want my love to embrace everybody, Rabbi. That is the power of being authentic, of being yourself. Okay, wait, Amy, aren't we always ourselves? I mean, who else could we be? Okay, of course, in one sense, we are always ourselves. But being authentic means being honest with ourselves about who we are. We all know that feeling. Sometimes we're not. Sometimes we don't want to really face up to what we're thinking and feeling, and we kind of put a mask on for ourselves. Happens to everybody. And it means being honest with ourselves about what matters to us, and also being as honest as we can with the people we love. Being honest with the world, if possible. As Miles, who I quoted before, says, the best thing you can do for yourself and for others is to be honest, compassionate, and genuine. Above all, you can't be true to others if you can't be true to yourself. Now, when he began to understand that, he could stop hiding and tell the people he loved that he was transgender, and the picture of him in the ocean with his surfboard shows all the joy that bursts forth when we can be ourselves with the people we love. It is the joy of rebirth. Now, years before Jesus died, he was already reborn in a very real way because he was authentic with himself and the people around him. we can all be reborn in that same way. It's the kind of rebirth that we experience when we declare who we really know ourselves to be, even if it surprises the people around us, even if in a way it surprises ourselves. Now, those people around us, the people we love, the people who love us, sometimes they might be disappointed in who we are. They might even be angry. Maybe you've experienced this yourself, like if friends are picking on somebody and you stand up for them, you tell your friends to stop, that's a scary thing, right? Maybe they'll stop being your friends. Maybe they'll even start picking on you. But if you decide, I don't want to hide who I am, I don't want to pretend, I don't want to go along with my friends in doing something that contradicts who I really am. My authentic self is someone who wants to be kind to people. So I have to be true to myself with the people around me. Maybe you've experienced something like this when you change, because we change. We're not like just who we are all our lives. We keep discovering things and changing our mind about things and changing what matters to us. That's just part of being human. And this is also a way to be our authentic selves, to say, I've thought about this and I used to believe this thing, but now I believe this thing. And this is really hard, which is probably why most of us keep to pretty much the same, say, political positions that we grew up with, the same religions we grew up with. We don't want to be out of sync with the people we love and know best, the people who love us, because we're scared of being rejected or left alone. So some people say that being transgender simply isn't possible. You need to know this. They say it's easy to tell at birth what gender a baby will be, but they're wrong. They're just wrong. It's not easy to tell because gender is complicated. We have to guess, and sometimes we guess wrong. And the baby grows up into a child who says, you thought I was a girl, but I'm not. I know who I am. And I can tell that I'm really a boy. So please, if you love me, accept that I'm a boy. Or the baby grows up into a child who says, you thought I was a boy, and you told me that everyone is either a boy or a girl, but I look at girls and boys, and I know I'm not really either one. I'm non-binary. These are examples of people being their authentic selves. It can be very hard to be our authentic selves when people are assuming and telling us that we are something else. We learn so much of who we are from the people around us, right? Especially our parents and our family members and our teachers and friends. We are like mirrors to each other, showing everybody, hey, here's who you are, because you can see it in my face, who I think you are, and you show me who you think I am. But all any of us can really do is say, show the other people who we think they are, and if what other people think you are doesn't match who you are inside, guess which one is right? Guess which one is our authentic self? The one that we see when we look inside ourselves, that's who we are. Again, if it doesn't match, it can take so much courage to be authentic. Like Finn, surrounded by stormtroopers, trained to be a stormtrooper, told that that's the right and only thing to be. Realize that we're really kind of wearing a mask, and we take it off and we say, this is who I really am under there. We're being very brave. That's one of the things we learn to do together here. A poet named Mae Sarton wrote about this. Now I become myself. It's taken time, many years and places. I have been dissolved and shaken, worn other people's faces. Now, she wasn't trans or non-binary, as far as I know. She just knew that experience of wearing a mask and not really being yourself with other people, or even being honest with yourself about who you are. We all have this experience sometimes in small ways, sometimes large ways, and we can all experience rebirth. And another reason that it is difficult is that rebirth follows death. Jesus on the cross didn't know if he would be reborn. He probably hoped he would. And he was scared, and he was in pain, and he thought God had abandoned him. The beauty of Easter is that it says that this time of fear and pain and sorrow was followed by joy. Jesus died, and that was a terrible tragedy. He was a good man, killed by the empire at the age of only 33. Those who believe that he rose from the dead and lives forever celebrate on this day. And those who believe that his teaching of love and kindness and radical welcome, acceptance of everyone, continues to inspire us, we also celebrate. The pain and sorrow that come before that rebirth, they're real. Every change brings some kind of loss, some kind of death. Little changes bring little losses, and big changes can feel like the death of someone we love, the death of a dream, or the death of what we believed. Those are hard. Even though joy waits on the other side, change is usually at least a little scary. Senator Sarah McBride, whose photo is hanging there in the lobby, understood that it was scary and sad for her parents when she came out as transgender. After all, she took a long time to understand that she was really a woman when the world, including them, thought she was a man, and she only came out, told others about it, once she'd gone through that whole process. So with great compassion, she says, for my parents, it meant that they were going to go through a lot of the same emotions that I had gone through internally over the years before I came out. And yes, that included a process of grief. They were happy for her, of course, because they love her and they want her to be able to be her authentic self and to be herself with them. But it was still a change, and they had to let go of some things that they were used to and that maybe made them happy before they could embrace this rebirth, this other thing that could make them even happier. Really, every change is a kind of death, some more than others. So if we're growing and changing, guess what? We are dying and being reborn over and over. For a long time in Japan, there's been a tradition of writing a special poem if you know you're going to die soon. It is called a Jisei no ku, a death poem. And many poets have written them when the end of their life has come near. They're often very beautiful, wise poems that inspire the people who live on after them. One poet responded differently. He was dying, and someone suggested that maybe it was time to write his jisei. Being a Buddhist, he said, every moment we die and are reborn. So why should I now write a death poem? Easter is not only about the rebirth of one man at one time in history. It is about the way we can all be reborn again and again, each time we choose to live authentically. It is about the faith that when we allow our old ideas about ourselves to die, joy is waiting for us on the other side. Transgender Day of Visibility is a celebration of the beauty and joy of trans and non-binary folks. And it's not only about them. It is about the joy of being our authentic selves, all of us, especially when it scares us. And both of these joyful days remind us how important it is to be a community that embraces change, compassion, and authenticity. When we do that, we can help everyone to become themselves. For some trans folks, it's really hard to come out because not only do lots of lawmakers and powerful people try to make their lives difficult, but also they don't have people they love who will accept and celebrate them the way they are. And here's the amazing thing. When trans people do have loving folks around them who say, "We welcome your authentic self. You don't have to wear a mask. We love you the way you are." It makes all the difference in the world. There are still lawmakers and powerful people who try to make their lives difficult, but because they have a community that values authenticity and compassion, they are happy. We can be that community. We are that community. We celebrate new life. We celebrate the courage it takes to die to our old selves and be reborn. We celebrate the love and compassion that Jesus taught. We celebrate that it lives in us 2,000 years after his body died. And we celebrate every single person who has the courage, compassion, and authenticity to be their true self with us. Blessed be.